Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. That is Somber with Back to Friends right here on Hits 96. And I have some special guests joining me in studio. From GPS, I have Grayson, Lily, Carissa, and Ayana. And I have Sean Clark from Macaulay School. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Oh, my goodness. Now, for those that do not know, the reason I have these students in and on the show with me today is because they put out a music video. And I just learned that, I guess, Macaulay School and GPS as a collaboration annually put out a Christmas music video. But this one has seemed to stand out a little bit, at least in recent time, has over 25,000 views on Instagram alone, not including the views on TikTok as well as Facebook and just social media in general. It was so awesome that we said, well, we got to bring the students on to the show, and we're going to play the song coming up in just a few minutes. But before, I wanted to get a little bit of the backstory. So, Sean, why don't you start us off here? Let's just talk about this project. First, how it came to be, basically from the start to the end. What was the process like? And then, of course, we'll get the girls to chime in here because they have their story as well. But kind of set it all up for us.
Yeah, so basically, I was at a tennis tournament in Kalamazoo, Michigan, in late July. And the media guy at Macaulay, his name is Mr. Roberts, he reached out to me over text and he said, hey, Sean, like, I have a question. Are you interested in doing the Christmas video for this year? And I was like, duh, of course. Like, sure. I mean, why would I not? So basically, he was like, just come up with any song that you think would, like, suit your voice really well. And when I was younger, I was in a production of A Holly Jolly Christmas, and I actually played young Elvis when I was 9.
Okay.
And I sang Blue Christmas in that show. So I was like, Blue Christmas, I already love that song. It suits my voice really well. And Macaulay is blue. That's our color. That's right. Our whole thing. So I was like, I got to do Blue Christmas. So basically I told him that. And then in October, we started like really getting into it. And like I started rehearsing and practicing. But that's kind of how it came to be. He just reached out to me and I was like, Blue Christmas. Perfect.
Sure. So you get to pick the song then.
I did.
You get to pick the song. It wasn't much of a choice. I assumed Blue Christmas with the colors being blue.
Perfect.
It just makes sense.
Yeah.
Just makes sense. And have you always been kind of a fan of that type of music? The older music, Elvis and...
I do. I think my voice suits it really well. I won the talent show earlier this year, the GPS Macaulay talent show, and I sang My Way by Frank Sinatra. That actually has 10 million views on TikTok.
Oh, there you go. Oh, look at this guy bragging over here.
But that old school jazz sound like suits my voice really well.
Sure, sure. And girls, and then you got involved, I guess it was Grayson and Lily. You guys said that you did the annual video last year, and then basically they reach out to you to do it again. Yeah, please.
Yeah, so we were... very grateful to, you know, be involved in it last year. It was more of a bigger crowd last year. But I guess because of that experience, they reached out to us again because, we're all in choir together.
Sure.
And they reached out to us. They were like, hey, do you maybe want to be involved in the Christmas video this year? And I think it was just...
I think it was a really great opportunity for us to, like, learn and grow together as singers. And just to, like, be able to actually be on the, like, live video.
Mm-hmm.
Because... last year, there were so many people in it that Lily and I were, like, in the background, and we were two snowflakes, and it was really fun.
Yeah, we were.
But, this year, it was definitely, like, a lot more interesting because we were, like, so close, and there was only a couple of us.
Right. A little bit more of a focal point, for sure. And then we have Carissa and Ayane. This is your guys' first year being involved in this whole thing. What was the – how did you guys get involved? Just because you're part of the GPS Singers, or what was the deal there?
Yeah, so we were in part of the GPS Singers, and I think we were – mentioned to Mr. Roberts by our choir director, Ms. Tusick. And so we just kind of got an email and we saw each other in class and we were like, did you get the email? And we were both like, yes. And we were kind of freaking out a little bit, but we were immediately really, really intrigued by the idea.
Yeah, of course. And Ayana, how was your experience with this whole thing? Yeah, please.
Well, my experience was similar. I got this email and I read it. I was like, this is a really awesome opportunity. And I came up to the rest of the group, and I don't know, I'm very glad I decided to do it because I had a lot of fun.
Good, yeah, it looks like you guys are having a lot of fun. Obviously, and that's what I think is making it go viral, so to speak, is the professionalism behind it. It looks so good. It doesn't look like you guys just had some iPhones and just had some fun with it. You guys went through the whole process. So Sean, obviously for months it was kind of a project for you. How long were you girls involved in it? Like, was you just for the day? Was it a couple weeks? What was the practice? And anybody can answer.
I think we got the email in probably September, October.
Okay.
About participating in it, but we didn't start practicing until mid to late October.
Right. So it's kind of a couple months going in, and then we just released last week. So is it one of those things that you guys kind of do everything? You record the vocals, you do the dancing, you do everything, and then you hear nothing until it's released?
Well, actually, we were kind of doing it last minute. I mean, with like with it being winter, people get sick. I got sick. I got the stomach flu. I know Lily got the flu. So we recorded vocals like 3 weeks before it came out, and then we actually filmed it like just short of a week before it came out. So we were definitely well prepared, but it was kind of like, you know, it wasn't like we were waiting for a month or something.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, the it looks fantastic. No, bottom line, it's on YouTube as well, and you can check it out. It's on our website, hits96.com, posted up there, and we're gonna hear the song in its entirety. When it comes down to it, the reactions you guys have been getting have been pretty cool. I know I heard some talking before we jumped on the air. People thought it was AI. Some people thought you guys were lip syncing. So what has the reaction been? We can go around Robin real quick. We'll start over here with Grayson, or if we can go start right here with you if you'd like to.
Sure.
Yeah. What is some of the reaction for you?
I had an in-person encounter. One of my friends was in the Nutcracker, and her mom saw me, and she was like, "I saw you in the music video," and I was like, "Yes." And she was like, "Was that really him singing?"
Yeah.
I was like, "It was." And she was like, "It sounded really good." And I was like, "It did, didn't it?" And she was like, "I actually thought it was Elvis."
Right.
Like, I know. He's just good like that.
He's just got that voice. He's got that voice. What about the reactions? Any other stories?
I had people approach me. I worked at Nutcracker. I had people approach me then and ask me about it. I had people approach me at my youth group and asked me about it.
Sure.
And at my youth group, there's people from all different schools. So I know that it's reached like totally different communities than just Macaulay and GPS, which is really cool.
Which is cool, right? To be part of something that's kind of spread a little bit is fun.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, go on.
I know, going off of like kind of what Grayson said, I was at church literally 2 days ago, Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like the pastor at my church come up to me and be like, "Oh my gosh, I saw the video. Like, was that AI?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "No, that was us. We actually put in a lot of work." But I mean, it got announced to like the whole church. It was kind of insane. But everybody had a really great reaction to it.
That's very cool.
Yeah, no, the reaction's been amazing. People have been really, really nice, especially at Macaulay. Kids that don't know me coming up to me and saying that I did a really good job. And these girls really did an amazing job with the backup dancing and the background vocals. I mean, the vocals, background vocals add an amazing touch to the song. And just how it all kind of came together, people have been really supportive. Social media, as they said, it's reaching different communities, different schools, different cities, states. My family's reaching out, you know, so it's really cool to see the impact and just how supportive people are of the project that we've worked really hard on.
Absolutely. Be part of something special for the holidays, for the holiday season.
Exactly.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, everybody, thank you so much for jumping on the air with us. Are we ready? You guys probably didn't think this was going to happen, but we're actually going to play the song right now in its entirety right here on the radio.
Yeah.
And not just any radio, by the way. This is Top 40. We just played Taylor Swift not too long ago. So we're up there in the race.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Without further ado, we got Sean Clark and the GPS Singers from Macaulay and GPS, of course. This is Blue Christmas right here on Hits 96. Guys, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.